Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Spence Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kerr. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Haas moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up off the glove of Williams, and into shallow right field. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Jolly goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is hit by the pitch. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley moves to second. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Grove moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to third. Harris moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Autry moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Autry moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Autry scores. Kerr moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Cecil moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Max Bishop now playing second base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com strikes out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Rommel moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, White Sox, 4. Dutch Henry now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to third. Haas moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up beyond first. Fox can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr bunts in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rommel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Harris reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires moves to second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henry hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil bunts towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kerr trying to get to third. Miller throws the ball into McNair, who tags Kerr for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rommel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henry strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Cochran hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Kesey pinch hits for Max Bishop. Jim Kesey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kesey hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Al Simmons pinch hits for Eric McNair. Ted Lyons now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.